It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, April 14th. I'm Molly Wood in for Ben Johnson. It is tax season, and if previous tax seasons are any indication, someone is going to try to rip you off soon. Identity theft and refund fraud are big issues every year, but hackers are increasingly using your personal information to trick you into clicking on fake links or even to impersonate you altogether. Rick Holland is Vice President of Strategy at Digital Shadows, a San Francisco threat intelligence firm. Rick, how might hackers try to come at you during tax season? Are we talking emails, fake phone calls?
If you think of these criminal organizations, they're trying to generate revenue and they're trying to reduce the cost of goods sold, if you will. So emails are much easier than setting up a call center. I mean, we're actually, we'll see in some of the dark web sites, you know, here's what the template looks like for this particular tax preparer so that you can then build your scam to send out. So you definitely see a mix of email, and the voice calls will probably be picking up in the next week or so, just as we get to the final countdown.
And the IRS has been talking about its anti-fraud efforts, its identity theft prevention efforts. Are they equipped to fight this?
Well, I think if you look back over the past several years, there's a lot more awareness about this. You can send phishing at irs.gov to report these things. So the awareness is increased there, but it's certainly not where it needs to be. And I would say it's probably a drop in the bucket as far as the fraud goes, but it is a step in the right direction.
And I know that there are budget cuts looming for the IRS. Will that make it even harder?
I would almost say we're on our own as consumers anyway, because the IRS, despite their awareness campaigns, they can't really stop someone from emailing you or me. They can encourage people to file their taxes earlier and sooner before someone else might do it. But if I'm a consumer, I would think of myself on my own and try to protect myself. And if the IRS is doing something, great. But really, we have to rely upon ourselves as opposed to the government in this case, because they just can't scale to address the problem.
Is that a thing that happens where a hacker can file taxes on your behalf and steal your refund?
I was filing my taxes yesterday and I was kind of kicking myself because I was like, wow, I'm procrastinating, waiting to the last minute, because what will happen is that people will file before you. So it's a good idea to not be like me and not procrastinate and file sooner. That way, if someone goes out, they won't beat you to it. You can also set up a PIN on the IRS website to protect yourself as well. So you can set the PIN number up actually before you would even file. But you want to get there before the bad guys do, who are trying to commit that fraud against you.
Rick Holland from Digital Shadows, you have scared me to death. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
It's Silicon Valley time. Our guest today is David Brancaccio, the host of the Marketplace Morning Report, whose three-part special podcast series, Robot Proof Jobs, launched earlier this week. David, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Yes, as my Italian relatives say, pronto per la battaglia. Ready for battle.
Okay. Well, then lay it on me.
$2.7 trillion U.S. dollars. Trillion with a T, as in trillion.
Money spent buying extra Pokemon coins.
Amount of U.S. wages that go to people doing three things: data collection, data processing, and work in predictable physical environments. $2.7 trillion. All the work that's relatively easy to automate, to robotize.
That's intense.
I know. When a consulting firm published that figure earlier this year, some business-facing publications were like, wow, we can save all these wages, $2.7 trillion. Yeah, it's money out of workers' pockets. So that's the other way to look at it.
And that is a very large number. All right, well, I'm going to give you a much smaller number. It is more than 150 warning sirens.
This is the app that makes absolutely sure that you don't raid the refrigerator in the middle of the night and have that high-calorie snack? No, that's not what it is?
That's outstanding, and that should exist. No, it's the number of sirens normally used to warn about extreme weather events that were set off in Dallas earlier this week by a hacker. So someone was able to hack into Dallas's emergency siren infrastructure and set off 156 of them, and they went off for 90 minutes.
Oh, my. That is positively creepy. Really? Oh, my goodness.
All right. Go ahead and hit me with your next tally number.
5%.
5%.
It is related vaguely to this notion of robotized jobs. I'll give you that.
I thought it could be. Only 5% are actually automated?
5% of all U.S. jobs are totally automatable.
Oh.
All of us have a piece of what we do that is robotizable, right? Mm-hmm. But I was thinking 5% in a different context. 5% is automation potential of a tree pruner, a groomer of trees or hedges. That's really low, right? 95% of what a tree pruner does is not robotizable. We think, well, it's the low-wage jobs that technology takes first, but it's also middle-skill jobs.
That's David Brancaccio. You may know him as the host of the Marketplace Morning Report and his three-part special podcast series, Robot Proof Jobs, launched earlier this week. David, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
And if you have noticed a distinct lack of hip millennials in the office today, it's because Coachella kicked off in the California desert. The music and art festival drew almost 200,000 people last year. It's long been home to stylish fashion brands like Alexander Wang and Jimmy Choo. This year, tech is getting into the game. HP will announce a new laptop at Coachella. It'll show off its new pavilion laptops in an air-conditioned pavilion. It'll try to impress festival goers with stylish colors and support for drawing with a stylus. In fact, the Coachella kids can even design and print their own bandanas because it's dusty in the desert. Oh, brands, you think of everything. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.